Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Bob Oakes. A brewing crisis with what we throw away is forcing Massachusetts to clean up our act when it comes to our recycling. Money is driving this, as it now costs more for municipalities to pick up our recycling bins. The problem started at the beginning of this year when China decided to stop buying recycled materials from the U.S.
If your biggest customer walks away from you, suddenly you're left with a great deal of material and trying to figure out what to do with that.
That is Gretchen Carey, a recycling and organics coordinator for the waste collection company Republic Services.
Boston being the port city that it is, we were more dependent on China than a lot of the other states would be.
Prior to China's decision, processors like Republic used to put recycled materials on cargo ships and send it to China. It was simple and cost-effective. But China stopped taking our stuff, saying it was too contaminated with, for example, food waste, thin plastic grocery bags, and the shrink wrap around bottled water cases.
Last year, you could get $75 a ton for mixed paper. As of now, it's $5 a ton. That's how far the commodities market has fallen on that.
To cope, the processors are passing on some of the cost to the cities and towns they serve, and that's forcing cities like Lowell to take a closer look at the recycling bins of homeowners. It's where we met 27-year-old Bora Chun, a recycling enforcement coordinator for Lowell.
I pretty much drive around during the recycling days. I inspect the recycling if there's any contamination rate or any contamination such as like plastic bags, food, any bulky items and such. We would put like a notification saying what they did wrong and what shouldn't be in there.
That notification is called an oops tag. And it just so happens as Chun puts on his rubber gloves and lifts the first bin we come to with him, he finds an oops.
Right now, these aren't bags. So they don't want plastic films, like the films that wrap around bottles and everything?
Yeah, that's the cover of a case of bottled water.
Exactly.
And that should not be in here.
Yeah, correct. So I'll just, write it down and give them, one of these oops tags, and I put it in the back. And I just write down saying, oh, no plastic films.
But starting this week in Lowell, it gets more serious. Trash trucks will stop picking up bins that Chun and his team tag.
We're not trying to be mean about it or anything. We just want everyone to recycle better and just help out a little more, So,
you're out here today on one of the hottest days of the summer.
Yep.
Do you dread days like this? Or you dread opening the green top on these recycle bins and finding something that, frankly, let's say, has been cooking in the warm weather?
Oh, yes, I do. And I'm already drenched in sweat now. But there are times, especially this food. There was one earlier, and I was like, down the street from here. I opened it and all I saw was just flies coming straight to my face, and it was just, and then you smell it and you see it and you're just like, oh, there's food in there.
It didn't take long for our eyes and noses to share that experience as Chun lifts the lid of another recycling bin.
We got a little bit of an odor coming out of these barrels, and we got a few flies buzzing around trying to make a living. It's got plastic bags in it. It's got some, right. There's a red, plastic beer cup that has something in it. There's another small container that has ketchup in it. You can probably guess that all the way down, none of this stuff was rinsed out.
Exactly, correct. Bags full of food waste and such. Yeah.
If these people don't change their behavior, what happens?
They'll get rejected, and we'll just keep rejecting until they change their behavior.
And just as he drops the lid and starts walking away, a car pulls up.
Hi. Today's question, what about the straws to drink cups? It's like when someone gets a Dunkin' Donuts cup.
Yep.
And has an iced coffee.
Yep.
Do you want the straws in the bucket?
No, they don't.
No. Okay, so just in the trash.
Yep, exactly.
Okay,
perfect.
Thank you so much.
Driving the car is Heidi Palmer, accompanied by Sammy, her golden retriever, sitting in the back seat. Palmer lives one street over and has taken it upon herself to share Chun's message.
I'm very active, and I try and get my neighbors involved, too.
Do you find your neighbors cooperative and interested?
No, they're not receptive at all. They don't like being criticized.
And even if I say no plastic bags, no plastic overwrap, it's still in there weekly.
Other communities are also tightening up on recycling. Newton will start rejecting certain bins as early as this fall. So Juanita Trabert, the Director of Environmental Affairs in Newton, says right now the city's focused on educating residents.
The types of materials that are on store shelves have gotten so much more complex and complicated in the last 10 to 15 years that recycling along with it has become increasingly complex. And so, again, the education messaging hasn't kept up with that.
As are plastic bottles and paper recycling rejected by China is piling up at recycling plants across the state, Gretchen Carey of the recycling company Republic Services sees a silver lining as we're being forced to correct bad recycling habits.
We're all in this together. This is not pointing fingers at who did this or how we got here, but at the same time, figuring out how to work together to get ourselves out of it.
And she says that starts with taking a second look at what's in your recycling bin. And there's a good rule of thumb to keep in mind from Carrie and Chun. If you're in doubt, just throw it out. WBUR's Yasmin Emmer produced this story. I'm Bob Oakes.